Coming to you by way of the not-for-profit Mainframe Studios at 900 Keough Way in downtown Des Moines, this is 900 Views, a podcast about building community through the arts as we build an arts community. I'm your host, Pat Bode. And yes, 900 Views took a brief hiatus over the holidays, but we're back with another year planned, and here to kick it off is musician and youth activist Will Keeps. I'm actually at his home. His real name is Will Holmes. Will hails originally from Chicago's South Side, and he tells me he was molested at age 7, left for dead at 15, and when a friend of his own son was killed, Will decided to take action. He has launched his own nonprofit, StartsRightHere.org. They're in fundraising mode, so we'll talk about that a bit. But Will uses his music and some refreshing partnerships to make significant differences in the lives of Des Moines area youth. And when I say partnerships, you'll find none other than the governor in at least one of his music videos. The mission of Starts Right Here is stated simply as to build trust, to build community, to build unity, and to give a voice to others. To launch this conversation, we need to hear some of those voices. So from a national award-winning music video, this is a clip from I'm Up.
'Cause I'm feeling like the only one, feeling like the only one, feeling like the only one, but I'm not the only one. Climbing up this mountain, feeling like I'm wearing down, not even close, I'm wearing down. But I know that I'll never be the one who will never quit. You're pushing me higher. Pushing me higher, giving me fire. I see somebody tripping and I lift them, my guy. You see somebody slipping, then you put them on your back. We should be watching each other, help fulfill what we lack. We gonna climb this mountain together, that's just that, that's just that, that's just that. Everywhere I'm not seeing that, seeing all things going to waste. Seeing my life lost, catching the case, saying it's false, knowing it's true. Blame it on me, I blame it on you. Can't hold fault on our own, gotta toss it to the one that's thrown. Gotta trust before I fall in, I'm all in so you can tag me.
Okay, so Will, in that video, you've got the Greater Des Moines Partnership, Chief Jay Byers, you've got Michelle Book from the food bank, and it just keeps going. And of course, I've mentioned the governor. There's so much energy in all of your music videos. How would you describe them as a tool for helping these kids?
Well, hip hop is an unbelievable string when it comes down to the youth. And so when they see me in a music video and they actually like the music, they're intrigued. Then all of a sudden they're in the music videos as well, and they get to see themselves all the time, you know, going on YouTube or Facebook and see how many views that it got. And I got a whole bunch of messages where kids will call me, be like, do you believe that Get It got like almost 100,000 views? And I'd be like, yeah. I was like, how do you feel about that? Feel real good. Said, thank you. Just thank you so much for letting me be involved in this. So it really touches their hearts and touches their soul and their mind and get them to change their mindset about how they move. And then when they see that I have the governor and the chief, Dana Winger, the mayor, and all these...
That's the Des Moines police chief.
Yeah,
yes, I should have mentioned that. Yes.
All these high officials, even the chief of Des Moines Public Schools, and Matt Smith is in one of my videos. They're looking at it like, how did you make that happen? And I tell them, I say, yo, I just ask them and let them know what I'm doing and what I'm trying to do in building relationships. I'm building a relationship with people that can help make a change in our community. And so I want them to understand what's going on in our community, what's going on with our kids, with our families, instead of just a lot of them just reading it, you know, or just seeing it on the news. I want them to be in the middle of it, boots on the ground with me, with it. And they have been doing that. And so these kids are seeing it and they're like, that's what's up.
What is it that you really want them to understand or connect to through all this?
I want them to understand that we all have to work together to make this happen. That you can't just, you know, you got a lot of kids who, I'm going to say this, be honest with you. We got a lot of black kids who are being told to hate white folks. And because they're being told that, whoever's telling them that, they're teaching them how to fail. And the reason why I say that is we're in a white state. And these kids go to a school where it's almost 99.9% white teachers. So if they're being taught to say white folks are prejudiced, white folks are hateful people, they'll never let us move up here in Iowa, they're going to these schools already with a hateful mind. And they'll never give these teachers a chance when it comes down to them succeeding. Even if a teacher is white and they are racist, and they're just for a paycheck, you have to let these kids know that you still got to pass that class. Because if you fail that class, you think that racist teacher cares? That's what they want. But there's teachers out there who are white who don't care about the race, who don't care about, they want to come into these schools to really help you. And not just blacks, anybody that want to learn and have a career or education, they want to help you, but you'll never give them a chance because you was taught not to. My thing is to say, look, stop listening to people that are telling you to hate white folks in a white state, because if that's the case, they don't need to be here in Iowa, because it ain't going to never change. It's going to be all, it's going to be mostly whites here in Iowa. So if you don't like white folks, get out of Iowa.
Okay. How does the music, though, help you actually send that kind of connecting message?
The music, when it comes down to the music, it's like I give out a message of like, for instance, the song We Fight. I gave a message of two sides of the story. When it comes down to the how black folks think and how the police think. And what I'm trying to say is that we both have faults in these situations.
Sure.
So it's like, how do we fix that? How do we come, instead of you saying all police are bad, and instead of some police, I'm going to say instead of some of us saying all police are bad, and some police saying all blacks who wear hoodies, you know, are bad. It's like, how do we understand each other? How do we not react so quick when it comes down to certain things, not just physically, but mentally? Because sometimes mentally we react too fast. Because we see a cop, we mentally quickly say, he's going to be very disrespectful to me. He's wrong for pulling me over. We think that quick. Or when a cop see a black kid in a hoodie, some, now I'm saying some to all of this, they quickly think that he may be a thug, a gangster. So in my music, I just want, in the videos, I want to show how it's possible that we can understand how each other think when it comes down to coming together and meeting in these situations.
So there's some connecting really that's you're trying to do here via the message itself. But also I would say, and unfortunately this is an audio only podcast, so I would urge people to go to Will Keeps, and that's KEEPS .com, or startsrighthere.org, and watch some of these videos, and obviously they're on YouTube as well, because the energy in them and the involvement of these different players in them, sometimes with the kids in the same space, really is not, kind of transcends even anything you might be saying with your lyrics. Mm-hmm. Would that be a fair assessment?
It's fair.
Okay.
I'll give you that.
Well, the energy of it is just a really powerful thing.
It's the energy, it's the emotion, it's the purpose behind the whole thing. It's like, I'm telling you, when I started doing these music videos, the community actually was mad. My community, some of them, I'm going to keep saying some, was actually upset with me because they felt like I was going against them. And that's not what I was doing. I was giving out a message of how I feel. One thing that I realized in my life, that I don't want to be phony at all when it comes down to my feelings. So I cannot let even my own race tell me how to feel and tell me what to say. It's not going to feel genuine to me, and I wouldn't feel right. So I have to give my perspective and how I feel about what's going on. And if they disagree, oh well. Because we don't post agree with everything everybody say anyway. So it's like, but don't hate me. Don't hate me because you disagree with me. because I don't hate you.
Right.
You know?
It's a message that we all need to hear right now, isn't it? Yeah. And is music particularly a good pathway?
It's an unbelievable stream when it comes down to the youth. The music, what got me in the situation, position that I am right now, even talking to you.
Tell me more.
So basically, by the music videos being on the news, being on the Des Moines Police website or their site on Facebook, it started people to really be like, who is this guy that got music videos on the news? I had like six music videos on the news that they covered, you know what I mean? But it all had message behind it. The Starts Right Here music video about a kid who lost his mother in a violent situation. And so he was a good kid before that. Then all of a sudden, I mean, he was still a good kid, but all of a sudden he turned into a person who didn't care no more because of a tragic situation. You know how many kids that today would change their whole mindset because of a death or something happened in the family, something tragic just happened in their family and or their friends, and all of a sudden they become something that they're not, and they allow that situation and they allow that situation to change who they are. And then once they constantly keep doing this bad thing all the time or this bad behavior all the time, they use that tragic situation as an excuse for them to keep doing it. And all of a sudden, with my kids, when I tutor, when I mentor, when they do that to me, I let them know, like, it's not about what you've been through, but it's how you get through. So I'm not going to allow you to keep letting this tragic situation determine how your life is going to be in a negative way. And they get mad at me for that. But one thing they respect about me is that I'm not going to stop. The more you get mad at me about something like that, the more I'm coming at you. And a lot of people get tired of doing that. But I'm like, nah, I can't have you keep messing up out here because of that situation.
If you looked like me, mm-hmm. old and white and female,
you're not that old.
And kind of, you know, on the skinny side of things, not much size to me. Could a person like me be possibly as effective as you?
Okay. So I get this question all the time.
Well, sorry to ask when you've been asked a million times before.
But listen, this is the thing. By me looking the way I look, it's some people I can't connect to.
Well, you've done pretty well so far.
Well, but there's a lot of people that I can't connect to. There's a lot of people you can't connect to. But there's a lot of people you can connect to. And there's a lot of people I can't connect to. That's why I always say together. Because there's so many different angles to all this. Mm-hmm. If we have the right people together, the kids that I can't reach, maybe you can. The kids that you can't reach, maybe I can. And by working together, we are a stronger force than we are separate.
And tell me about the music and all of this, or just the role of the arts. When you think about being a youth activist, which is a phrase I saw used, so I used it to mm-hmm. describe you, and you did not object. Mm-hmm. Art and activism seem to oftentimes go hand in hand, and then there are, of course, folks in the arts who totally reject that concept. But the arts plea seems to be a really key here. The music, you say, has this impact, this stream. But could almost any form of the arts play a role here, or does it particularly have to be this kind of music by someone like you?
Any form of art can play a role here. It all depends on who the kid is or the person is. See, a youth activist, yeah, I am, but I'm so much more when it comes down to that. I didn't even realize what an activist was when they started calling me an activist. So I was like, I'm an activist now? What's going on here? But when it comes down to that, I'm sorry, what was the question?
Well, can it be any art in particular that kind of makes this connection? And you're saying it really depends on the kid.
It depends on the kid. You know, it depends.
But the arts matter.
The arts is a huge tool when it comes down to kids being involved in things. Huge tools. My daughter loves graffiti.
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes down to her doing graffiti, it changes who she is.
Oh, tell me more about that. What do you mean it changes who she is?
Well, it makes her more relaxed, more comfortable, more engaged, you know, because there's something that she loves to do.
So if you're, it's a tool for finding passion,
mm-hmm.
and that's a real connector.
Yeah.
Well, tell me a little bit more then about startsrighthere.org. You've got a building now at 455 Southwest 5th. We're in fundraising mode, right?
Fundraising mode, the hardest mode ever.
Yeah. And the purpose for that is to do what with this building?
The purpose is to give the kids a safe place. We will have two classrooms in there where kids can actually learn. We're talking to more public schools, and they have agreed to partner with us. Verbally partnering with DMAC as well. When it comes down to the kids coming into the classrooms, we want to give them an actual third chance. Because a lot of kids, they get in trouble with the law. They can't go into more public schools no more because they really did some crazy stuff. But instead of them going home, we have a place for them. They come to us. Kids get suspended. Instead of going home, you come to us. We want to have a place where kids can always go instead of going home and doing nothing. We will have tutors in there. The reason why we'll have tutors is because there's a lot of kids that are in these classrooms who don't understand how to read or math problems. So what they do is, if they don't understand it, they get bored and they start causing a chaos in the classroom. So instead of them doing that here, we will have a tutor on site for them to go to and be able to learn what they don't know. Then we will have in the back room, in a big warehouse room, we will have a studio, a entertainment room, stage area, workout room, and the most beautiful part of this whole building is we'll have a actual house that looked like with a porch in front of it.
Oh, wow.
My program is called The Porch. And the reason why I call it The Porch is because in Chicago, we used to always sit on the porch. We'll talk about girls. We'll roast each other. But then there's always a serious conversation that will pop up. Something's always happened to it. Something's always happened in our family or in school or something like that. And that conversation will pop up all the time. So I want that type of feel when it comes down to having a good conversation with our youth. Instead of having like a program, they know they got to go into a program and stuff like that, and paperwork has to be, we're going to read off this booklet, you know, this curriculum or whatever. Like these kids ain't for that today. One thing that I realized that these kids don't care about programs in a sense. They are very materialistic. And so what I want this building to look beautiful. I see the inner city get crumbs on a lot of stuff. I don't want crumbs when it comes down to what I'm doing. That's why I'm trying to raise as much money as possible to make this place look beautiful. And the thing is, when they come into the building and they see that it's beautiful and it was done for them, and they saw a black man with a do-rag on his head who did it, and they trust me because they've been following me for several years now, it's like now they don't want to leave. They want to actually stay in there. So what they're going to do, right? They're going to actually learn something. They're going to actually want to be involved because it's a whole other different environment for them, something that they've been looking for a long time. And then we can now teach them it's not about materialistic things. It's about purpose. It's about learning. It's about communication. I believe communication is before education. And the reason why I say that, because if you can't communicate, how can you educate?
Right.
I want to teach them about hope. The reason why I want to teach them about hope is because today these kids, it's like they have to see the hope right in front of them to believe it. When I was growing up, the hope was in my heart, and I went to attack that hope. I wanted to find it, you know. Today they have to see it, so I want to bring that back, to put that hope back into your heart. I want them to know that there's other people out here that that you was taught that was bad people, and I'm talking about white folks, I want them to see that it was a whole bunch of white folks who helped me make this happen.
Make it, beauty.
You know? So, I mean, I want them to see it's so many people that came together to make this happen. But I want you to understand that all white folks are not bad. You gotta be able to communicate with anybody. That person might not have been through what you've been through, but that person been through something else that you haven't been through. Why don't you communicate, talk about it, build something with each other, learn from each other, instead of dismissing each other?
As we close, I got to ask you about your name, your stage name, Will Keeps.
Yeah.
It made me think Will Keeps his promise.
Mm.
What was the origin story of the name change?
That's a good one. Will Keeps his promise. And the one thing that I wanted to use, the Keeps, Will Keeps, is that my message you will keep my message with you. You will keep my music with you. Anything I do, you will keep with you in your heart and your soul, your body, your mind, you know, you will keep with you. So Will Keeps is something like, keep that positive energy. Keep it all. Even when you see me get mad, understand why I got mad and keep that too.
Well, I'll keep this conversation. And once again, I want to remind people it's startsrighthere.org.
Yes.
And there would be ways to donate if they go to that
website. There's a donate button.
And mm-hmm. You've got to check out some of these videos, folks. We've got people doing flips on cafeteria tables mm-hmm. in some of these videos, down at the DART station, going wild. It's fantastic. Lots of wonderful, amazing energy to be seen and experienced. And so I will keep this conversation with me in my heart.
That's
Thank
what's
you,
up.
Will Keeps.
Thank you for having me.